brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are now into hour number three, wide open phones in this hour, a bunch of economic and military news I haven't even gotten to yet, and I haven't played the audio yet of Homeland Security congressional meetings saying they got to restrict free speech in America and tying 9/11 truth to Al-Qaeda. That is coming up still. Let's talk to Rick in Oklahoma City, site of the government-sponsored terror attack of 1995. Compliments of Herr Clinton. Go ahead.
God bless you, Alex Jones. Good to hear from you, and good to talk to you. I've been a long-time listener, and I really do appreciate all the work that you and your staff do, and I wanted to take a time to mention about Ron Paul and what you were saying earlier. I know you've had the communications director on the on many times. You're interviewing him, and I tell you, he's a good guy, but I really think that We Are Change people could do a lot better job and get the message out a lot better. I've tried to contact them a lot of times to try to lend them my services. I make local TV commercials, and I have all the equipment, and I was wanting to make something for him many times, and they won't even respond to me. So I know that...
We Are Change, or who?
Lou Radowski. Make him the communications director. He's earned it. You gave him the cameras, and I think he could do.
Well, look, I have a very small staff. I'm in a little building. I'm not fancy, and like everybody thinks I am. I mean, we're not taking orders from headquarters. We're going to the sound of the guns, my friend.
Well, there's been other MSNBC had a contest to have a make the best TV commercial, and other people have too. And I've tried to contact the Ron Paul campaign, and they won't even return my
email. I know. That's because they've only got like 70 people, and they're getting probably 1,000 phone calls every 20 minutes. Look, you just do it yourself, brother.
Okay.
I mean, that's the thing, is that yeah, we can't sit there and get... I mean, I personally, I don't think the Ron Paul campaign's done too good with their TV ads they've done. I don't blame them. They're new at this. But we as citizens can do it. That's why I'm $2,000 prize, whoever makes the best TV ad, and I will judge it. And I will announce it on December 1st. $2,000 prize. It's been announced. Email your entries to Aaron@Infowars.com. Post them on Google and YouTube. We'll put those rules up today or tomorrow. And it needs to, you know, just plug the Ron Paul 2008 campaign. It does not need to mention me. And that's a rule. Doesn't need to mention me or Prison Planet or Infowars or anything like that. Just needs to RonPaul2008.com.
Well, great. I'm going to do that, and I want to donate. If I win, I want to donate that money to the campaign, because I think this is our last chance, and we only have one chance at this. And I'm not going to have a job. I'm not going to have any businesses to call on if Hillary and gets into power.
Well, Hillary will probably stage another terror attack or something. She just slipped up and said, "Well, when I was president," did you hear about that?
Yeah. Well, yes, I'm saying everywhere I go. I see Hillary signs. I see people out doing stuff for Hillary. Hillary gets on the local news more than I've ever seen any other candidate. I never see Ron Paul just appear on the local news doing a quick news story. It's obvious that they've got a place to win, and this is our last chance.
I mean, I wouldn't say it's our last chance, but it's a big chance, and we're right down to the wire. Even if Ron Paul doesn't win, we've shown the power of grassroots, we've shown the action of individuals, we've educated people about central issues. It's already been a victory, sir.
Well, let me ask you a question. What if Lou Radowski were to be involved in the campaign? Don't you think that he could do a good job of getting the message out as well?
Luke is a great guy, goes out and confronts politicians and people, and has done a great job, and through the idea, it started, I don't know, 30-something groups. But Luke's going to college. Luke's working a job. You're saying Luke, communications director of what?
Of the Ron Paul campaign. Give Luke $1 million and let him run the Ron Paul campaign. I bet he could make...
$1 million? Well, number one, the Ron Paul campaign doesn't want to be associated with 9/11 truth for political reasons. Listen, I hear you, sir. So many people come upon this with the idea of trying to direct everybody and have big centralized deals and everybody come under me, do what, you know, be under my banner and do what I say. It's all about us with a manifesto of liberty and freedom moving forward with it. All right, we'll be right back with more of your phone calls. On the other side, stay with us.
It is a big idea, a new world order. in the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online at hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
5 p.m. tonight, if you're a listener in Austin, Texas, or Central Texas, about 5 to 6:30, I'll give about a 30-40-minute speech, sign DVDs. I got to split at 6:30. I'm going to come back to the office and do an hour on National British Radio and talk sport. But I'll see you down at the Waterloo Ice House at 6th and Lamar this evening. Waterloo Records and Ice House, the restaurant right next door. I'm going to be there giving a speech again and signing Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement. And love to meet you. Love to see you. You want a copy of Endgame? That's how you can come over and physically get it if you would like to. All right, let me run through a bunch of these calls. Go a little bit quicker now. And because I've got an announcement I want to make at the bottom of the hour and a bunch of other news I want to cover. Let's go ahead and talk to Derek in Texas. Derek, thanks for holding.
Thank you, Alex, for having me on your show. Every time we bring up Mexico and our foreign policy with Mexico, it always reminds me to urge other people to go to the CFR website and download the PDF of Building a North American Community. Go ahead and go to page 10 of that and read the black and white in front of your face.
Or read what we had to get via lawsuits through Judicial Watch, the FOIA releases from the SPP meeting last year.
And a lot of our foreign policy with Mexico and a lot of this attitude and what's going on behind the scenes becomes much, much easier to understand.
They say they're merging the countries, getting rid of our Bill of Rights, merging our militaries, everything. It's happening right now.
And, yeah, and a lot of people in your audience says, well, I want proof, Alex. I want proof. There it is. Please go and read that. Another thing, I'm one of the people at I'm one of the registered engineers at A&E. 911truth.org, and I appreciate you bringing Richard Gage to the public spotlight. One of Richard's people emailed me earlier this week about an event in Austin. Since I had committed to a family function Saturday night, I think my wife deleted the email, so I'm sorry I don't have the details. But as far as what I can recollect, it's UT. Someone contacted Richard again about that event. And before you let me go, I would like to implore all of the undergrad engineering students, do an FEA analysis on Towers 1, 2, and 7. Start crude, start with the floor, and all the different assumptions, and see if you can come up to anything close to what the official story is with the times, and also recollect that minute and 30 second pancake theory investment was done like 2 years after the event. And do some research on it. Do some FEA analysis, because 20 years from now, a DTIS will done, and they'll think we're a bunch of suckers for along those that still go along with the official story.
You're absolutely right, my friend. I appreciate your call. Good to hear from you. Let's go to David in California. David, go ahead.
Hey there.
Hi.
What's up, brother? I got a question for you. First of all, I want to thank you for being there, for answering these questions. We have a Ron Paul Southern California get-together today, and the L.A. Times has decided, we didn't invite them, but they decided to show up.
So we need a lot of folks to be there.
You're going to be 60 of us there. And how do we handle this gentleman who's decided to all of a sudden cover us?
Well, it probably won't be too, you know, they tried to demonize him, and now they've noticed that didn't work, so they'll probably, I mean, just be yourselves and you know, just raise the fact. I would raise the fact that Hillary is pro-war, and that both parties work for the same interest, and that Ron Paul, you know, broke that fundraising record, and just bring up facts like that.
Okay. Because everybody seems guarded about it.
Well, I wouldn't act all, you know, creeped out and weird, think you're a bunch of weirdos. Just be, you know, just be nice and friendly and charm them. Bring them over to our side.
And it's an easy sale. Freedom is an easy sale.
Freedom is popular.
Definitely is. Thank you, Alex. I appreciate your help.
Thank you so much, David. Amanda in Texas, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hi, Amanda.
Hey, I just want to say thank you for all the hard work you do and your staff. And I did order 2 in-games from Amazon today.
Awesome. Thank you. We're trying to drive it to number 1 for folks that are wondering.
That's right. I work in marketing, so I do know that the power of, you know, marketing. So people need to realize, get the Ron Paul signs out, and we will win.
Absolutely. What else is on your mind?
That's it. I just want to say thanks, and I bought your in games, and I'm giving one out for Christmas and one for my library.
Awesome. You are absolutely fabulous, Amanda. Yeah, let me explain this, and I appreciate it. We're going to go ahead and let her go, John. Let me just get down to brass tacks with you. If I'm the only person selling Terrorstorm, we get to keep the profit from it and make more films and hopefully try to pay that film off, which is we're getting close to paying off that $100,000+ film. A year plus later. And as soon as we put it on Amazon, our sales slump because they always undercut and sell stuff really cheap. And I have a distributor, which I almost make nothing from, you know, comparatively. Now, let's say from a distributor to a store, I might make $2 a sale instead of $10 a sale myself on average. But when it's on Amazon, they demand 60% off when you sell it to them. Then they discount it on top of that. And then I get a paltry amount, 15% of that. And so that's what happens. So why then would I be here saying go to Amazon.com and save $5 and get Endgame? Because by driving Endgame to number 1, we drove Terrorstorm to number 8. That made us break into the market. And now stores, instead of ordering 2 copies like they did with Terrorstorm, they're ordering 5 copies of Endgame, 4 copies of Endgame, 2 copies instead of 1 copy. You know, it depends on the store. Some stores might have ordered 1 before, now they're ordering 2. Some stores might have ordered 2 before, they're ordering 4. Some might have ordered 5, they're ordering 10. You see how that works? And then people who've never heard of Alex Jones, people who have, I mean, I was in a Virgin Atlantic in L.A. with Charlie Sheen like a year ago, and we were just walking around in the record store, and I went over to documentaries, and there was a Terrorstorm, 1 copy. That's what we're talking about, is that Barnes & Noble's, Borders, all these places have them right now today. Go in there and buy the 1 or 2 copies they've got. They will restock. If they don't have it, tell them you want it. So literally, just like I say, well, go ahead and get it on Amazon. Well, I also say it's up on, my film is up on Google. Endgame is free on Google, folks. I could snap my fingers and bring that down. Like the folks at Loose Change, and I don't blame them because it was so much more expensive to make. They've got to make their money back just to survive. They're literally broke. You know, for a while, it's not going to be available on Google, and we pull them all down. Every time they go up, it's like whacking the mole. We have to, you know, take it back down. People grab it off their site, grab it off mine. But with Endgame, I just, it's free, folks. It's free on Google Video. And I'm here on air telling you that. See? Free. Well, this is $14 in Amazon, and I literally make about a dollar, dollar and a half. It depends. It's a formula. And it isn't the money. If we sell a few thousand of these today, it will drive it to number one. And then it tends to stay at the top once it gets there. I'm asking you for your help. Again, I would sell 10 times as many Endgames if it wasn't on Google. I just morally can't make myself not let you have it. Okay, and I can't morally not let this on Amazon, even though it hurts me. This is life and death, folks. I'm putting my whole life on the line to bring this information out. Endgame is the big picture. Who the global elite are, what their history is, what their current operations are, the North American Union, the American system being merged with the EU, the Asian Union, and then what their master plan is, what makes them tick, the philosophy founded over 100 years ago that drives them, their own words, their own statements, their own plans of world population, forced reduction, extermination, how they killed 200 plus million last century alone. This is weighty stuff. This is explosive stuff. And so go to Amazon.com today. Go to PrisonPlanet.com and link through. There. It says Endgame gears up for Amazon assault. Help us spread that article out. And go on there and order Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement and order 4, 5, 6 copies and give them to people. Don't buy them ties or fruitcakes or a lamp they don't want. This is a film they need to see. It's discounted. It will be a major bellwether, just hitting number 8 last year, double the amount of store placement of Endgame. If we hit number 1, it will be mean end caps in many stores. Do you understand what that means? We're pushing a boulder uphill, but we're right up at the crest at the very top. Okay? It's simple. And any support we get, I mean, I'm going to put $2,000 out to give a prize, the best Ron Paul internet ad. 50 or 60 will get made. Those will get millions of views. In the aggregate, that gets the word out about Ron Paul. Whoever makes it will get $2,000. And you heard me. I don't want my website or my name anywhere on that video. You might just put it at the end and we'll snip it off. But just for record, you know, that it, so people can tell where it came from, that it was part of the Ron Paul TV ad competition. But bottom line, we're going to make those rules up and do that. None of this means anything to me. None of this pile of dirt, the junk. What matters is ideas and minds and literal souls, people to wake up and realize the truth of what's all around us. I am committed to this fight, and this is a key area, the Amazon charts. We want to assault it. We want the number one rating. And I've sent a mass email out to everybody that's gone to the Yahoo store and gotten any of our films or books in the last year. And I'm asking you to forward that email out to a few of your friends and family, but write your own personal email on it so they know it's not spam and say, hey, I want you to check this film out. Help us. It's little things like that, like this radio show. Every AM and FM affiliate we've gotten is because either a station manager or some, or his wife or some little network executive heard me on some other station or show, or you called into a station and they tuned in and picked us up. The internet listeners we have, the biggest internet radio audience out there, according to Shoutcast, is because of you spreading the word about the streams and the free podcast. This is a fight. This is about viral marketing in the info war. And the ball is in your court right now. This is the Endgame assault. We're just going to run it for 2 days. We want to drive it to number one. All right? It's a cascading effect. Get in there and buy it right now at Amazon.com.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that the mother of all secret societies, the Illuminati, worships Lucifer, better known as Satan the Devil? Did you know that they are the individuals giving rise to the final world social system described in Revelation chapter 13? Did you know they were the founders of international communism to be the seen enemy of Christianity, to be used to destroy America so that we could be merged into an all-powerful one-world government? We would like to help you understand how these things are coming to pass by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736 to request your subscription. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
Hemp, the superfood for you and your family. Hemp has nutritional values that far exceed any known plant. Hemp, used for food, clothing, and shelter since time began. Hemp, this God-given food source is controlled by your government, making it not legal to grow for American people and farmers, but legal to import. Our founding fathers grew hemp because they knew of the benefits it offered. The protein powders, seeds, and oil are available through hempusa.org. Recommended daily intake of this food source will allow the body to heal itself from many ailments. Loaded with potassium, magnesium, calcium, essential fatty acids, amino acids, and nutrients not available in other plants. Hemp can be stored with a long shelf life as a life-sustaining food source for you and your family. Could this be the government's best-kept secret? Call today at 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Learn. Help. Shop at hempusa.org. We do not charge for shipping. That's 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, M.D. I'm the Nutra Medical Report here on Genesis. Allicin's natural antibiotic from Alamax Nutraceuticals U.S. is a real thing. This amazing molecule is a stabilized antimicrobial, antipathogenic killer from fresh, never-before-available garlic. Allicin molecule is biologically active against all bacterial pathogens, viruses, fungi, parasites, TB, and it kills flesh-eating bacteria, MRSA, Acinetobacter infections that ravage our everyday health. Taken daily, it removes these stealth pathogens, clearing our bodies of disease activators that cause chronic health issues. It means a much higher level of wellness for you and your family. Order today for fighting disease, turning on your immune system, activating infection-fighting properties against sinus, lung, bowel, skin, Lyme disease, nail fungus, colds, flu, ringworm, gum disease, diarrhea, haptic foot, and cholesterol. Secure online ordering is available at NutriMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That number again, 888-212-8871 for the most powerful natural antimicrobial available.
You're only going to live once. What do you do for society? What do you build? Will you be remembered as a hero or a piece of trash? Or even worse, not even remembered. Not even remembered by your family. If humanity survives, I know, hundreds of years from now, my ancestors will remember me and hopefully carry my actions as an example unto them, as my ancestors have been an example to me. And this song is for my ancestors. Then we're going to your calls. You're here for now.
Here but
ever gone.
Romeo and Juliet are together in eternity. Romeo and Juliet. 40,000 men and women every day. Romeo and Juliet. 40,000 men and women every day. Reading my mind. Every 40,000 coming every day. Be like they are. Come on, baby. Don't feel the reaper. Baby, take my hand. Don't feel the reaper. And be able to fly.
Welcome back. Let's go to Omar in Toronto, Canada. You're on the air.
Hi, Dan.
Hi.
We just got one of the opposition parties in our government here to try and stop the SPP, which is Jack Layton, the NDP group. So I'm asking everybody to contact their local MPs and make them aware of this. As I'll tell you why, I heard that our government's paving the way for Blackwater to be able to come up here into Canada now.
Oh, absolutely. They're already in your airports.
Yeah, and it's, you know, we just had some guy tasered in the eye last week, and, you know, it's getting worse. So I want to make people aware of that. The other thing I just wanted to plug is that we're having a meetup for Ron Paul this Saturday at 1 p.m. at Niagara Falls. So if there's any people in upstate New York that want to come over, we'll be there. Can go to the Toronto Meetup Group or contact me through CanadiansForRonPaul.com.
All right, brother. Anything else?
No, that's about it.
Thank you for the call. Let's talk to Maggie in Tejas. Go ahead, Maggie.
Oh, hello, Alex. You often mention vaccines, and there's a situation I've been following for a while now. Have you ever heard of Dr. Andrew Wakefield?
Yes, I have.
Okay. He was the British physician who, about 10 years ago, in an article in Lancet, called attention to the relationship, well, to the dangers of the MMR vaccine. And from his point of view, primarily, what he was looking at was the persistence of live measles virus in the gut, which was causing children to show gastroenterological symptoms.
That is, I think we interviewed him. It's
right.
Also associated with destroying the blood barrier in the intestines and allowing heavy metal transmission into the bloodstream.
Right. So secondarily, autism. And you know then, I guess, that he is now based in Austin.
I did not know that. It rung a bell, and I did. I think I interviewed him like 7-8 years ago.
Okay. Well, yeah.
What's his name again?
His name is Andrew Wakefield, W-A-K-E-F-I-E-L-D. Yeah, let me tell you what's happening with him. What happened was a few years after that, Lancet reversed itself. Well, people were starting to not get that triple jab, as they call it. And Lancet reversed itself. And they took away his hospital privileges. He lost his job. And so he relocated. And it happened that he set up in Austin. And that's an interesting story in itself, which I won't go into, keeping a rather low profile. But now he's back. He is back in England defending himself from, in a hearing, a very, very long hearing, from charges that would lead to the loss of his license. And the agency is, the General Medical Council is what they call it. And he's been up there testifying in these hearings that go on and on, apparently giving a very good account of himself.
Well, they want to punish anybody that exposes their eugenics operations against us. Thank you so much for that tip. We'll try to look into it. We'll be back with more calls, special announcement, one more.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network, and I have an urgent message for our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports. U.S. Debt Bubble Red Alert and Real Estate Crash. Call 888-8-XANADU. That's 1-888-8-XANADU. Ask for George.
This is Elizabeth Border, author of the two book set, America Attacked and Chaos and Chemtrails. I wrote these books because I believe that every American should have the vital chemtrails research info. I was much heartened and encouraged when a radio listener recently wrote me, quote, "You are truly a great writer, so clear and powerful and thorough in your communication. You have the strength to forge ahead in the midst of darkness, and you also believe in the power of goodness and truth." I hope you listeners will order these crucial books. Send your check for $32 post-pay to Radio Liberty, P.O. Box 969, Soquel, S-O-Q-U-E-L, California, 95073. $32 to Radio Liberty, Box 969, Soquel, California, 95073. Or call 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927.
In this jungle called life, only the tiger survives. So says the armchair survivalist Kurt Wilson, owner of Survival Enterprises. Kurt talks common sense about food storage, health care, firearms and weaponry, security, urban and wilderness survival techniques, and the simple things we can all do to help us and our loved ones survive when bad times hit. Learn to be one step ahead of the crowd in everyday situations. The armchair survivalist is geared for the rest of us who don't have unlimited funds to buy land, a cabin, build a bunker, or buy all the expensive survival supplies that would come in handy. He shows you how to work smarter, not harder. For over 25 years, Kurt has been helping people prepare for hard times. The Armchair Survivalist is sure to be an informative, entertaining, and educational talk show, with Kurt not only sharing his vast level of survival knowledge, but taking your calls as well. Listen to The Armchair Survivalist, Saturdays at 5 p.m. Central Standard Time on the GCN Radio Network.
Every eugenics op you engage, their religion is poisoning us and killing us. It is their sacrament. They come to kill, steal, and destroy. It is their code, their driving propulsion system. They want to fight. They've got one. Humanity is rising against the New World Order. As darkness settles upon the globe, the information we put out is being paid attention to more than ever. All right, I got at least five callers I'm going to take. James, Joe, Matt, Patrick, and Howard. I will jam you all in if I have time. I also want to get into Simon Wiesenthal Center presents 9/11 sites alongside radical jihadist sites to House hearing on terrorism and the Internet. That ties into attacks on free speech. We're going to cover that, play a few minutes of it coming up. But here's a special announcement. We've had these in for about a week. I have been so busy that I haven't even plugged them, hadn't even gotten them on the shopping cart, hadn't even told you about them. If you go to Infowars.com and click on the Endgame story, that's one of the top stories, Endgame gears up for Amazon assault, get the DVD now and help outsiders wake up to the truth. When you go there, halfway down the page, it says, "Now available InfoWars music from the films of Alex Jones." Click here to get the outstanding new DVD, CD, for $9.95. It's 20 tracks, and it's the music of Endgame and Terror Storm. 20 tracks, and this is a third of the music that's in the films, but you know, you don't really get how good the music is just when I'm talking over it or there's scenes or... I mean, this was Graham Reynolds, and two of these were done by a symphony orchestra. We paid for this, but they did it all at cost so he could do it. I mean, he's done things for big films out there, like Scanner Darkly and others. And it's out, and there's a lot of spoken word and clips from Endgame in it and over the music as well. In no real order, just go ahead and play the... I know he's got them in a jumbled order, so just play the first track you've got. We'll just play samples of the new CD. I mean, it goes from hard rock to classical to experimental. I mean, this is an amazing CD, ladies and gentlemen. Here it is. An example of the one of the main symphonies. Just go ahead and go to number two. Here it is.
Your world government has now been exposed. You are not our queens. You are not our kings. You are not our gods. We do not belong to you. We are not your slaves. We stand as free humans that stood since the beginning of time against the strong men, against the thugs, against the bullies. We will defeat your world government. You will, and you are failing now. Your new world order will fall. Humanity will defeat you. The answer to 1984 is 1776.
Free nations are slaves to the will of a tiny elite. The dawn of a new dark age is upon mankind. Countries are a thing of the past. Every form of independence is under attack. A prison planet dominated by a ruthless gang of control freaks whose power can never be challenged.
Help! Come a new world order!
All right, that gives you an idea. These are small samples. Okay, this is 20 tracks. Go to the next, please. Great as it gets, man. Sounds like an action-adventure film, doesn't it? It is. It's the intro to Terror Storm. First two you just heard were from Endgame. The one you're hearing now is from Terror Storm. This is all on the new DVD called InfoWars. Music from the films of Alex Jones, Endgame, and Terror Storm. Composed by Graham Reynolds, a true savant, a true genius. Let's go ahead and go to the next track. That's from Endgame. Now let's go ahead and go to another. We're only playing eight of these. There's little clips of eight. There's 20. We're going to put these clips up later on the web. Here is the fourth or fifth one. Here it is. This is the only track that Graham Reynolds didn't compose or perform. This is Rob Jacobson made this as the theme music for Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. You have been warned. Let's go ahead now and go to the next piece. By the way, stop it for a minute. I want to play this one again. I wanted to say something. Weldon Henson works in this office. He got out of the Air Force a few years ago. He's an up-and-coming, really good country singer. Weldon Henson Band. And you can see his MySpace off my MySpace account. You can link over to it. But he was looking at the DVD yesterday and went, oh, my gosh, you know you have one of the best steel guitar players in the country? Now, it's funny because Graham never really talks about his the musicians he works with, but he had pointed out, Graham, who made all this, said this is one of the best steel guitar players in the country. And he told me all these big, huge, country legends he plays steel guitar for. And then Weldon pointed out his new CD that's coming out in like a week. Steel guitar was done by this guy. In fact, I should have a CD in front of me. Actually, I've got screenshots of it here. It's too small for me to be able to read it here. I'm trying to blow it up where I can read it. But the point is, one of the best steel guitar. In fact, he's like recognized as like in the top 10. Some say he's the second best in the country. Be nice if I remembered his name, but I mean, just listen to the steel guitar. There's a couple tracks for him in here. I mean, just listen to this. And they say they don't make him any better than from Texas. So here it is. Amazing. Let's go ahead and play the next clip. And again, that's another sample. That steel guitar player is Ricky Davis, pedal steel guitar. And I think there's just one or two more of these samples, right, John? Yeah, one more. Here it is. Mayday, mayday, mayday. Total criminals have seized control of the government. They've brainwashed the police and turned them into attack dogs. The North American Union has been set up. We're going down worldwide. Mayday, mayday. I mean this. I'm serious. For the whole world, mayday, mayday, mayday. They're now starting to censor our communications. They're killing and arresting more and more patriots. Mayday, mayday, mayday. The United States has been seized by the New World Order. Mayday, mayday, mayday. Everybody, you've been mesmerized and conditioned incrementally to accept it. Wake up to what's happened. Mayday, 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 mayday. Scientifically crafted psychological warfare programs are working in unison to deliver us into total tyranny. They're preparing for a worldwide depression to consolidate all the wealth and totally enslave us and launch World War III and endless wars. Mayday, 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 mayday. I mean, we've got to take this serious. Mayday! Mayday! I'm here going down with the ship! Mayday! 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 We're under attack! The entire Western world's been seized by criminals and they're using scientifically developed techniques to brainwash and condition us to lay down. You've got to break your conditioning. Police, military, people in the government, please listen to me. There's toxins and poisons in the water. They're putting poison in the water to condition us. It's a toxic sedative, sodium and stannous fluoride both. Major studies going back to the 30s, 40s, 50s, and even today. Mayday, mayday, mayday. All different forms of brain tumors are up several thousand. 1,000%. Hundreds of major scientific studies show it's causing huge brain tumors with the radiation emitted by cell phones. Mayday! 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 We're under attack, ladies and gentlemen. They're pointing machine guns and screaming at our children. Do you understand? They're conditioning us. They're building FEMA camps. They've abolished the Bill of Rights. Mayday! 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 I've sacrificed everything I am, everybody I'll ever be, to fight this thing, and I'm telling you, it's even more horrible than I thought. It's moving quickly. Mayday! 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 So there's also some samples like that of me ranting throughout it. InfoWars, music from the films of Alex Jones, which is put out by Ascam BMI. It's available on iTunes and all of that as well. We ought to add a link to that, and Graham just keeps all the money for that. I felt so good. Graham did all this at cost, and all these big musicians, you know, cost like four or five times more. When they found out it was one of my films, they just wanted to do it at cost so it could be even that much better. And so I just told Graham, you know what, you take that music and you make a CD out of it, and you can just have all the profits. And that's what, so anytime you get those online or go over to the Golden Arm Trio's website, just type it into Google, and they certainly deserve support for their... There's so few true high-quality people, and he certainly and his crew are certainly that. And so you're good to me and good to the country. I just say, here, have it all. That's how it works. The scum out there that try to use me and try to ride my coattails on this network and other places have nothing to do with my life ever again. They take my love, and they just flush it down the toilet with hatred. Well, that's just how it works. Graham Reynolds, though, is a true sweetheart, and his whole crew are just wonderful people. And so that's why you can... go to iTunes and the rest of it and get the InfoWars CD, and it's just theirs. Or you can buy the CD from us, ladies and gentlemen. The proceeds of that go to Graham Reynolds and the Golden Arm Trio for all he's done for us. He's done so much for us. I mean, some of the best cello players, some of the best violinists, some of the best people on banjo. I mean, just for Terror Storm and Endgame, the things they did, I mean, this would have cost, I know for films he's done big, you know, major films, it's like $80,000-$100,000. For less music, and he did it for a tiny fraction of that. Literally, top musicians doing this for nothing. So I just said, you know what? And they couldn't believe it when I said it. I said, just have it. It's yours. Doesn't matter about the copyright. You just have it. Have it for you for doing. See, you reap what you sow. That's how this works. And I just hope everybody will go up to InfoWars.com today, and I hope you'll buy the Endgame DVD. And drive it up to number one on Amazon.com. I'm giving here, doing this, and we're putting it on there even. We're just trying to get it out there to the people. Okay, here is a clip. I want to take all these calls. I don't know if I can now. Simon Wiesenthal Center presents 9/11 sites alongside radical jihadist sites to housing hearings on terrorism and the Internet. And house hearing on terrorism and the Internet. I mean, here's just one clip of many. You can go watch hours of it where they're talking about evil Internet conspiracy theorists of 9/11 and mixing us in with al-Qaeda. Here it is.
Well, when I say positive message, I mean that a message that is basically countering the counter-history that Dr. Hoffman just mentioned. These people are constructing their own version of reality, full of conspiracy theories, full of doctored videos, things that will both recruit or inflame the emotions. They're presenting a one-sided view of Islam as well as any other religion, as well as many other events in world history. So what we were talking about doing and what we did was created one website to sort of counter that and bypass the official organs of government and media distribution, and to present to Arabic, Farsi, Indonesian, etc., people and basic history or view of Jews and Judaism that would be presented, obviously, by people who knew the traditions and knew the history, did not get into
it. It goes on and on. There's hours of it. The point is we've got all the quotes pulled out here, and they project on the PowerPoint screen Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth's website. They project things like Killtown and other sites that call for no violence, nothing, just show the inside job information. And they're trying to set up this new commission. They passed it out of committee now to set up a thought crimes commission that literally will decide what could lead to hatred and what needs to be restricted. And it's the Domestic Terrorism Prevention Act and the rest of it. We're going to come back and jam in calls from James, Joe, Matt, Patrick, Howard. We'll try to get you all in. Final segment straight ahead. We are assaulting Amazon today. Don't forget.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lake streams and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light.
Get the Berkey Light purifier for only $279. Call New Millennium 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
SpyBill.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Hidden security cameras, night vision cameras, and covert voice and phone recorders. No one will know what you're up to, but you'll always know what they're up to. SpyBill.com also has cool spy gear like spy sunglasses so you can see behind you, and night vision scopes so you can see in the dark. Use our live GPS trackers to keep track of your teenager's vehicle. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with the amazing handheld spy finder, and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. SpyBill.com carries a selection of complete camera systems to protect your home and business, as well as a line of personal protection devices. Keep your property hidden from prying eyes using SpyBill.com's hidden safes made from everyday household items, even an underwear safe. Don't believe me? Check it out for yourself online at SpyBill.com or call 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Visit SpyBill.com today.
All right, we're back live. If you missed any of the first hour, very important information. It restarts in 5 minutes at InfoWars.com or re-aired around the country on different AM and FM affiliates. But a lot of stuff was covered in the first hour. We haven't covered in this third. Be sure and tune back in if you're listening on the radio, on the internet, at InfoWars.com. James in Texas, you're on the air. Move quickly, please.
Yeah, Alex, I'd just like to say you are a true patriot, sir. This Blackwater getting involved in the drug war thing has really got me upset, and I just believe it's not going to be very long before we're going to be experiencing what the Iraqi people have been experiencing.
That's how they people. Well, they did in New Orleans. That's how they got the military involved in our lives was the drug war.
Yeah, I mean they're going to be walking in our houses pretty soon, right here.
There's no doubt. There's no doubt.
Thanks a lot. Keep it up.
Anything else, sir? I mean, what does that mean to you? You sound like a veteran. Are you a veteran?
No, I'm not a veteran, but I keep track of things. I've listened to you for a long time, and at first, to be honest with you, I had my doubts, but as I took it upon myself to educate myself, I see what you've been talking about, and you know, you just after a little bit of time of looking at this stuff yourself, you have to be just a complete idiot if you can't figure this out.
That I know, it's right in your face. God bless you, sir. Joe in New York. Joe, go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Great show. I just wanted to again alert the listeners that the Law of the Sea Treaty may be up for a vote
in
the full Senate either this week or next or very soon. And can I give a toll-free number to Congress?
Sure. Total UN control of the oceans and our waterways. Go ahead.
800-826-3688. And they may vote. You know, Bush is pushing very heavily for it, wants to make sure that they pass it, and very little opposition passed the committee by a huge vote, 17-4. So it doesn't look very good. But
yep, all these years, the gun control's happening, the UN takeover's happening, the carbon taxes are happening, the open borders are happening. They're making their move. God bless you. Matt in Virginia, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, it's Matt Kazee.
Hey, Matt, how you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you? I had a question for you. About gold and taxes, whether you have to declare the value of the gold or the printed value on the coin itself.
That's argumented, and people have won in court claiming declaring the denomination. If it's a $20 gold piece, it's really worth, you know, $800 and something, but you can only declare the 20 if you want. The key is once you buy gold as an investment, you don't have to pay any tax anyways until when it appreciates, until you sell it. And you know, then that would be a capital gains tax. So it's a great form of savings. But I mean, that's Congress passed a law in the 80s saying it had to be denominated in face value for taxing, but then the IRS ignores that. So the law says that's the case, but that isn't how they operate.
Well, I heard about that case in Las Vegas, 163 tax charges, no convictions, and it was all based on the guy paying.
But they take kids for CPS every day for not taking in vaccines, and there's no law. You know, I mean, that's my point. They do stuff. Hey, good to hear from you, man. I really appreciate your call. Let's talk to Patrick in Michigan. Go ahead, Patrick.
Hi, Alex. Thanks for your show. It's been great. I just started listening to you literally about a month ago.
Good to have you on board, brother.
I can't believe this information. Really quickly, my question was, this past weekend on C-SPAN, I was watching the Miami Book Fair International, and Paul Krugman was on. He talked about his new book, and at the end there was a Q&A, and then quite a number of people asked about the devaluation of the dollar. And you had Paul Craig Roberts on last week, and I was listening to that. He basically said that the devaluation of the dollar wasn't really going to affect the U.S. economy that much. Is that true? I don't know what to believe at this point. Could you talk about that really briefly? Thank you so much.
It's going to affect us in a huge way. It's already affected us. Prices are exploding. Food prices, energy prices, everything. I mean, does it affect the Mexicans back when the peso was worthless? Did it affect the Russians when the ruble was devalued? God bless you all. Retransmission starts right now at InfoWars.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Does your